7 Japan Mobile.
Good morning, Bob. Zero TR. Polished off a bowl of cereal and some Aldi's best frozen cinnamon rolls, I guess you'd say. Had a light breakfast this morning. And sat there watching the Action Channel over the air TV. They're fishing and hunting hogs and stuff like that. Haven't done a whole lot this morning.
My dad to the doctor. I came home and dropped him off and switched the vehicles around, and now I'm heading over to, actually going to go over to the car wash and just want to rinse my truck off a little bit to get some of this, whatever it is they put on the roads off.
Did that the other day too. Actually, Bernice washed it. It's been a couple of weeks, hasn't it, Mom?
Hi, Bob.
Good morning. Hope you both are doing good this morning.
Doing okay. How about you?
Not bad. Still getting around. Slowly but surely. But that's about it. Like I said, going to go over to get my truck washed off a little bit, swing by Ingles and buy the makings for some good loaded baked potato soup for dinner.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, now that you mention it, she wanted to go over to Ingles and get some oxtails. She uses that in homemade vegetable soup. I don't usually eat the meat, but she makes a sandwich out of it, and it gives the homemade vegetable soup a really great flavor. So I think we may run over and do that. We ran down to the daughter's yesterday and took some clothes back that she'd altered for the grandson, who's growing like a weed. And the older one doesn't need to grow anymore. He's 6'4". Wears a size 16 shoe. But the little one, he's starting to grow now, and so Bernice has to extend his britches out every now and then.
Well, that goes. I remember that when I was growing up. Yep, that's for sure. Did they have pants when you were growing up, or was it just like newspaper or something?
No, I liked Ivy Leagues back then, Bob. You're probably too young to even know what those are.
Yeah, I can only imagine, Tom.
Oh, I just liked them better than I like jeans. Now I like blue jeans the best, and Bernice makes them all for me. I buy regular jeans, and they got a butt in them, and I don't have one, so she makes them to fit.
Oh, I could get a two here for sure, Tom, but I'm going to leave it at that.
You better be careful there, old man. Well, how's your dad's insulin going now? I've had a sinus problem. I've been taking that Mucilix stuff, and that's about all. I'd like to go to a doctor, but it ain't going to happen.
Making progress on the blood sugar. I stopped listening to the doctors. I'm doing it my own way. And we're doing better, a lot better. And he did manage to get the catheter out today, so hopefully that can stay out. And if we can get that blood sugar to stay somewhat stable, I think he's on the right track. We just need to get this blood sugar a little bit more under control, but we're getting there.
Well, that's bad stuff. I've never had a problem with that. My brother was hypoglycemic, and he had to eat high-protein stuff about every 2.5 hours. And I kind of tend to be there. My blood sugar stays the same. And a lot of times you get older, it don't. But so far, I've been lucky in that respect. With Bernice around, that's a miracle.
Oatmeal
cookies, all these cookies, caramel corn, pfeffernuesens, and chocolate covered cashews. And Amy sent some chocolate cake up yesterday when we went down there. Oh, brother. Luckily, I don't eat too much of it.
We'll just, won't even comment. But, yeah, you'd have real problems switching to a low sugar, you know, low carb diet, that's for sure. I think I probably would myself.
I just, you know, of a morning I eat two of those little Aldi's cookies. They're about an inch and a quarter in diameter and a half inch thick, and a cup of coffee when I get up. But other than that, I don't eat usually. Now this morning she made those cinnamon rolls to go along with you know, bran flakes and frosted flakes mixed together with blueberries and bananas. So, oh, don't always make the cinnamon rolls. They're just little ones, you know, in the frozen food section that you pick up, Pillsbury ones.
Hit the whole roll just because they're small. That sound familiar, Bernice? And he said,
Now, you're borderline this morning. I only ate two of them, and they're about, 2 inches in diameter, Bob. But I like them. But you know, the ones from Sam's are a lot better. Why is that, Bernice? They're Cinnabons. And they're a lot better than these, they're kind of like this. You get the tube, you know, and then you whack it and make them put a little icing on them. But they're good. I might get to get outside a little bit today. I went out once yesterday, 49 degrees here with a 7-mile-an-hour gust from the southwest. So that's an improvement anyways.
Well, most everywhere I drive now, I don't see any snow, except for on our street, specifically, sack down there, me, Roland, and the doctor, about all, but that's even starting to disappear. Like right now, there's a little patch there, it's 95% gone.
GR with ND7J. Well, did you work any of the 160 contests? I only worked probably 10 altogether, if that. I didn't see any DX very much, and that's what I wanted. You know, that Bill worked, I think he said 509 or something like that contest. He's just amazing. What's that program you guys use to do it so fast? He's just amazing, that's all.
I want him in. And I use that when we contest up at Nancy Mountain. We use that program. If I'm contesting from my house, I use N3FJP. I can work it just as fast, if not faster, but just as fast for sure. And I didn't really do much because every time I went on to look to see, there really wasn't hardly any DX, or the DX that was there, I've already worked. I have been just working as many countries as I possibly can. I'm up to 120 this year, so I'm just having fun kind of competing with a couple of the other guys on there a little bit.
Good job, Bob. Bill, he's just amazing on CW. I talked to him quite a bit the other day, and then we had some company come in, had to cut it short, but always enjoy visiting with him. But he was hearing some DX and worked European countries, and I don't know how late he stayed up, but I don't think he stays up too late. But I just didn't, you know, I can always work into Czechoslovakia or someplace like that. If I didn't hear any new ones or see any new ones, there was a contest in France going on. I worked a few of those, but, you know, all you had to send was a serial number. But the other ones, oh, gosh, you could have worked all states, I think. I think Bill said he worked all states again or something like that on this. You could have done that easily, just one after another. But I don't know. That's pretty easily done, and I'd rather go for the hard ones.
Well, I did hear Hawaii on, which I need. I need Hawaii, South Dakota, and North Dakota for worked all states on 160. And I did hear Hawaii on, and I did try to prosecute the pile up several times. for quite some time and was not successful. So I'm still after Hawaii, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But, hey, Tom, listen, I'm pulling into the car wash here and I want to get this out. I just want to rinse my truck off real quick. Then I got to hop across the street to Eagle. Good to hear you both this morning. Enjoy it, and we'll catch you again soon. N0CR, and Eagle, Thursday. 73.
Good to hear you, Bob. Yeah, Bill worked Hawaii, matter of fact, now that you mention it, but I don't know as I've seen that. I've seen a Hawaiian station in Arizona, and I worked that. he was stroke 7, I think. Have a good day, Bob. ND7J0TR73.
Well, U2T for a minute.
Guten Morgen. And how's Mr. Rusty this morning?
Oh, just trying to get caught up. Start of a new week, got a bunch of things going on.
I'll tell you what, Rusty, I've been sitting around the house with this cold, and I call it a cold now. Started out right above my eyes, like sinuses. I mean, really, it was a 10 one night. But I'm getting better now. I'm taking that Mucilix stuff, and I would have liked to went and got an antibiotic, but you know how that is nowadays. It's like pulling teeth or getting them to give you an opioid. Yeah, they just won't do it. But I haven't tried for the opioids, but I've tried for the antibiotics occasionally, and they're very sensitive about that. But sometimes when I get a sinus infection, it goes right into my lungs, and that's a bad situation in my case.
Watch those things. You got to watch those things. I try to, you know, wrap up with as cold as it was over the weekend. I went out and you know, pretty much stayed wrapped up when I went out. So anyway, and you know, it will be I guess it's supposed to be fairly decent today. It's supposed to be up near 60 today.
So, Rusty, I got 49 showing here on the weather station now, and the winds have been prevailing out of the south, whereas they were pretty much out of the north. Now, they're showing east right now at 4, but they have been trending out of the south and southwest some, but they're variable. But when it starts to get warm, they usually come out of the southwest, and I concur with your assessment of the forecast. I hope you're right. I'm tired of being inside. The more I'm in, the more I hurt.
What you mean? I know what you mean. It's you'd rather be out doing things and getting around and sitting around and doesn't get it done. And well, I just heard you in there this morning. Wanted to say hello. I gave you a holler. I guess it was Saturday morning. And as I was leaving your favorite your favorite grocery store, you know, that Publix where they got the nice wings. So, you know, I went by there and I was headed back to the house. In fact, I had a bag of wings sitting over next to me. So, anyway, well, you and Bernice have a good day, and I'm sure I'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Always good to hear you. Yeah, I love those hot wings down there, the spicy ones. As long as they don't get too spicy, they're pretty good about staying reasonable. Once in a while, you bite into one that kind of lights you up. I'll never forget, Rusty, I worked at a wheel plant for 4 years after our other plant shut down, and those Mexican fellas would sit there and eat those habaneros and everything else, and they would just... you sweat like the dickens, and it never affect them. They could eat them. And then occasionally, and this guy I worked with, he was a Caucasian and an ex-Air Force guy, and he was real young, and he'd go over there and challenge him and eat one of those, and that poor guy turned red as a beet, and pretty soon you'd see him running out of the lunchroom. He just couldn't hack it. But those guys, they can eat those peppers all day long. Anyways, take care, Rusty. Have a good day. 73's W2T and 0TR.